Russians everywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now we have yet another story about a meeting we didn't know about between Trump campaign officials and a Russian. And the latest meeting to be revealed had a pretty impressive guest list.
Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya spoke with Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
And there seems to be a trend here.
The president's son is the fourth Trump campaign representative to admit to previously undisclosed contacts with Russian nationals.
At the White House news briefing, a reporter asked the deputy press secretary if there were any other secret meetings she might like to reveal. There were not, but she offered another option.
If you're looking for an example of a campaign coordinating with a foreign country, look no further than the DNC, who actually coordinated opposition research with the Ukrainian embassy. And no one in this room, to my knowledge, really had a big problem with that.
She's right. Back in January, Politico.com published an investigation into the Democrats' attempt to dig dirt on Trump. And the story revealed it was Ukrainian officials who tipped the Democrats that a friend of Trump's named Paul Manafort had worked for Ukraine's pro-Russian president. The story also revealed that the Democratic researcher who got the information ended up getting hacked, apparently by Russian agents, received death threats, saw her car trashed, and found a strange woman trying to break into her house at 1:30 a.m. Maybe that story should get a second look. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.